The GAA Programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Yeah, I guess Falchi good to Torella on Clarkham and Luke Glasgow and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, always on a Wednesday night here on Highland, and we're with you until 9 o'clock. Stay. Hope you can stay with us because our focus tonight very much is on Niamh Columbkill, the Donegal Junior Champions. Of course, who are on a great championship journey already, having conquered Donegal and Ulster. They're now set their sights on All-Ireland, an All-Ireland Junior Championship title. They're in Edinburgh at the weekend, taking on Dunedin Connolly's in an All-Ireland Junior Championship quarter final. And, well, they're the special focus of our programme tonight. And we'll hear from club players Ricky Hegarty and Michael Lynch, along with the manager Ryan McKinley and club chairperson Darina Freel. And believe it or not, we've also got Donegal man who has had strong ties with the Dunedin Connolly's club. Of course, they're the British champions for the second year in a row. Jonathan Foley from St. Julian's and Letterkenny here. He's a former member, former official coach and PRO of the club. He'll be joining us later in the programme as well. But we must get down to business because we've got a lot of people to talk to, and we've been speaking to a lot of people during the week. First, we hear from the chairperson of Niamh Columbkill, Darina Freel. We'll also hear from their wing-back, Ricky Hegarty, and of course, their marvellous midfielder, Michael Lynch.
Darina, it's exciting time for the players on the field, but it's exciting and I suppose a busy time for officials too.
Well, it is a very busy time, all right, Tom, because as I say, it's as someone said to me the last day, it's a bit of a headache to try and organise getting a team across the water. I said it is a headache, but it's a nice headache, but it's a quick turnaround. So to try and get the funds together to get the boys across, you know, it has been a lot of hard work for both the community and the club people, because they've been phenomenal with coming up with ideas to raise a few funds. And that now we do know Croke Park will fund, there is a grant there and that, but we won't get it till 6 or 8 weeks after.
I know it was on you last Wednesday night, and you were telling me you had a couple of fundraisers organised for the weekend and in the coming days. How did they go?
They went phenomenal. We had bucket collection down in Bridge End at the roundabout, and we had one outside Kiernan's, and people were just so generous. No one literally passed the buckets without putting a few bob into it for us, and as I say, a penny here and a 2p here soon adds up to making a few bob for us. We ran a Take Me Out on Saturday night down in the clubhouse, and we had 11 tables down there, and we ran off our Mr. and Mrs., which our present senior manager actually won. So
he's not away from home all the time.
He's not away from home all the time when he was able to answer all the right questions with the right answer and that. And but it was a great night's success. We had new faces down in the clubhouse and that, and it was brilliant just to see the buzz and the atmosphere about. Lagan Harps ran Come Down With Me for us and that, and I know Damien has to call down with the takings from that, and you know, it was so generous of them to put themselves out and run something for us.
Isn't it amazing the success, and especially when you're outside the county and representing the county outside, that success can bring a community together?
Oh, you said it, Tom. You know, like two of our players, John Fullerton and Oran Hilly, work there in Kiernan's, and that's what they're saying. You know, people are stopping them and asking them how are things going and how's the preparation and how's our GoFundMe page doing and that. And we were around to some of the schools there over the last week, and we hope to get to the rest of them now in the next week or so. And William Gillespie, our captain, and Kevin Gallagher, one of the young players, was just saying they were in Letterkenny and people were coming up and shaking their hands because they'd seen the club gear. Like, the atmosphere, even within the whole county, of people congratulating us, because it is a small club and it's fantastic to see that a small club can achieve whatever it wants to achieve. And as they say themselves, you know, it's coming out with an Ulster title is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and not finished yet, you hope?
Of course not. Never, as I always say, everything is doable, and we don't do the negatives, we only do the positives. And, you know, but as Ryan says, we take one game at a time. We'll see what the final whistle takes to us on Saturday night, but we do hope we'll be coming back and we'll have another trip against...
Another few headaches,
but at least it'll be this side of the water and that, because we're unfortunate that we weren't able to organise a supporters bus for the ferry and that. So there are some people that can't make it that have been at all the games and that, and it'll be nice to say, look guys, we're taking on another trip and we definitely will have the supporters bus going to that.
And of course the big prize is to get to Croke Park, never mind winning in Ireland, and get to play in Croke Park.
Oh, you said it, Tom, you know, what a feeling. You know, as I said to the boys, even win, lose or draw, if it finishes Saturday, they're going home with an Ulster title and an Ulster medal. It's as good as an All-Ireland, but the icing on the cake would be to say, I played in Croke Park.
Well, Ricky, started the year, I suppose, hoping to win the Donegal Championship. I've won the Donegal, now the Ulster Championship. That's a nice ring to it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I don't think I'll get used to it for a long, long time now. To be honest, we weren't even thinking about the Donegal Championship. It was all about the league, and when we kind of fell short there, you know, we just thought we'll give the Donegal Championship a good rattling, you know, and took it game by game, and we got there and got over the line, and then I suppose we were still hungry afterwards, so we just kept.
And tell me about Ulster. Barry McHugh Cavan, the first game?
Nervous, obviously, going into the big game like that there, but we knew we'd trained hard and we were well prepared. Ryan and Marty had done their homework on the Cavan team, and we lined out against them, you know, we gave it everything against them, and we came out on top on the day, you know.
And then, of course, semi-final and final, and as we say, end up champions.
They're two tough games, you know, against tough opponents, you know, Ulster, and Ballinac, you know, they're no joke, you know, some nippy men on that field, you know, but we'd like to think on our day, you know, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody, you know, and we just gave it our best performance, we were well prepared, and we got there, and then, you know.
And does the target change now? The goal change? Do you start thinking about All Ireland's going to Croke Park?
Oh no, the thought process is the same. We'll just be taking it game at a time. You know, we're fully focused now on Saturday and preparing for Saturday and getting everything right for that. And we'll not be looking past that.
And Dunedin Connolly's your opponents.
Marty and Ryan's doing their homework on them, you know, getting the matchups right, and I'm sure when the time comes too, we'll be able to give them a good shake as well.
Yeah. So a good spirit, good mood in the squad, is there?
Oh, fantastic. Everybody's, you know, where else would you want to be at this time of year to be talking about an All-Ireland Championship campaign? You know, it's fantastic for the team and the community. And
what's it like in the community? Is football the dominant? Gaelic football the dominant?
At the minute it is, maybe not in past years, but at the minute it's in the forefront of every conversation, you know, and everybody's talking about it, and there's a great buzz about the place, and it's fantastic.
And of course you were playing with them, you're not one of the elder statements, but you're not one of the younger lads either.
No, I'm kind of caught in the middle there, you know. I'm neither old nor young, but I've been around for a while, you know. I've been there in the hard times, you know, and trying to get a team together, and it's great now. That's there's so much buzz with everyone, and it's men are, you know, 30 men out training every night, you know. It's a great thing to see, and long may continue.
Yeah, well, you remember in 2010, were you?
I was a sub at that time, but it was great then, you know, that first taste of success for, you know, and getting on with it gave every man a taste for it, and we've been just trying to build on that ever since. You know, we had a speed bump last year with the double relegation, but we started this time last year in our pre-season with a real hunger to succeed this year, and we've managed.
And what's brought about that change, do you think?
I don't really know. I think Ryan coming in, you know, a very passionate manager with being a past player, you know, and he's a passionate player in his day, and he's brought that passion into this, and he's as well drilled. And maybe with being so low last year, we really had to dig deep this year, and it's just been, everything's been going our way so far.
It's no great secret that Gaelic wouldn't be the great traditional game in your area. I know there are diehard GA men and diehard GA players, but it wouldn't be the traditional game, but it's growing all the time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We have a great youth system. You know, a lot of young players now coming through, being very successful on their age now. Soccer would have been the predominant, you know, with Clay and such, but no, we're hoping with our successes now that it brings more of an interest, and we get more and more people turning out for the game. Mm. you know. And,
yeah. And you've been drawing, I suppose, the short straw in a way, then you got a quarter final.
I suppose, but you know, if you had said to me at the start of the year, would you take an All Ireland quarter final in Glasgow, I would have took the arm off you. You know, we're not complete.
Well, Michael, looking forward to an All Ireland quarter final, that's kind of boyhood dream stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, that's a big time. It's still really the fact that we are this far. Like, we got the time we got to the. We were in the final and we said, geez, it would be the best thing ever to win this county final over Red Hughes. And honestly, if we hadn't been put out that day in Balfe against Balmacol, we'd have thought of it as a good season. But once we seen that, that was the sort of like we could compete at that standard, we thought.
Because you would have gone into also kind of unknown, it's an unknown quality.
And we were fairy tale stuff, really. Like, and then we seen what like McCool had, and we thought, like, they were well enoughly fancied, so we thought we might as well give it a crack. Like, and we were confident off going to Tally Ray, and especially going in the final. Like, everybody's full of confidence really at half time in the final, even being a point down. So it's different class. Like, it's where you want to be.
Yeah. Where does all this confidence come from? Is it supposed winning?
It is winning, I wouldn't be really much of a confident person, and even we played Mavol, like, they've some good players like Satoni and Tony McLennan and Kieran Dover, and I would have been fearful enough of them. Like, and then we played in the semi-final, I felt confident enough we'd get over Gales in the semi-final, and I was edgy enough in the final, but some boys in there, even like some of the boys, you think it's brainwashed, like, that the fact that they're adamant that you're going to win, like, and I didn't really buy into that so much, like, before, but now it just sort of rubs off you, and you just see the belief, and you see what sort of the class of the team, whenever we do go up the standards and we can compete that, so you sort of just bring it in, like. And I'd say like the likes of Convoy, we play Convoy now, I'd be chatting with the boys, and I'd say we'd give them a third turn anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you know, the season started well for the year started well for you. You started a McKenna Cup game, didn't you, for Donegal? Yourself and Daniel both midfield.
It was the 3rd of September we played the Northwest League, so it was me and him starting midfield, and that was my first time ever playing with a county setup river, so I was a good start the year, alright. It'll be finished.
That was number 21.
Ah, yeah, it was. I was brilliant even just to be a part of that there, really.
Yeah, and you were with the under 21s all through the year, were you?
I was. The training was. I never played much championship, but the training, seeing them boys and even playing with them boys, it brings you on leaps and bounds, and especially with the manager team and that. So I'd say definitely compared to what I was. The year we got to the final, I'd say I might have went 3 games, so on the ball twice. Yeah. Just try and catch it and kick it or pass it or something. But now I'd feel a lot more confident in me being a baldy in it.
Yeah. You had a successful soccer career, and I'm sure it's probably not over yet. But you've concentrated in Gaelic this year, have you?
I have. In September, I decided I'd give it a break. I'd give the soccer a break and have a crack at the Gaelic. And
because you were playing senior football in the north, weren't you?
I was playing with Vincent, yeah. And then I just thought, I'll not bother sending back, and I'll give the Gaelic a go, because, like, it was the last year under 21s, and I could always go back to football. Like, so I thought I may as well give it a chance, and lucky I got on the team.
But you're certainly making a mark this year.
I suppose it's good whenever you're arguing to mention that, but boys say it or whatever, and you see in the paper about until they call up, and I would say on maybe for goalkeeping, but geez, the standard them boys up there is different class. Like, even the 21s, like, they're different gravy, and I know it might not look much whenever you're like playing like a Galway and they get heavily beaten out there, but geez, there's some talent up there, like, even the 21s.
And you're a goalkeeper in soccer, are you?
I soccer goalkeeper by trade, so
and how are you enjoying the Gaelic?
I always love Gaelic more than playing soccer, like, because obviously if you're a goalkeeper you're not that involved much, and suppose if you make a mistake, you're liable to your goal down, like. But not the Gaelic, you're just.
And did you play much underage Gaelic?
I started playing when I was about 11, but just I say if I wasn't playing soccer, I'd be there, like.
Yeah.
So I was always soccer mad, really, like. And I enjoyed playing Gaelic with a rough and tumble and all that there, like. While I was just standing the net shouting abusive people, really, and trying to organise a back four. But I definitely love the Gaelic.
Looking forward to another quarter final, Dunedin Connolly's. Do you know much about them, or has Ryan told you much about them?
He has not. No, I'm trying to get a few DVDs off them tonight. They put in the laptop, but I hear they're strong enough. Like, I went to school in Derry, so I know a few boys, or I know a boy from Dundee. He knows a bit about them, like, and he was saying that they're very strong all round, and they've a big midfield, and they've a very strong inside. So I said these boys would be not easy to shake.
Yeah, so, but an All Ireland semi final and maybe even a crack at a day out in Croke Park, would that appeal to you?
Oh, Jesus. Like, nothing normal, so would it? Like, just even chatting to everybody, like, it's really, you're this far now, like, and I know you think, Jesus, some boys from Edinburgh, like, who's over there just living and play a bit of football for their spare time, but I'd say these boys are going to be up for at it, and 2 years in a row, they'll surely be chopping into a bit, but hopefully we can get over the line and we'll get home then and worry about the semi-final in January.
Roger Ash, could you and Clara come and look last Gael in the Shock on the show with me, Tom Cormack, as always, until 9 o'clock. Before the break there, you heard from Darina Freel, Ricky Hegarty and Michael Lynch of Niamh Columbkill, the Donegal Junior Champions, who are playing in an All-Ireland quarter-final this weekend, on Saturday, in fact, in Edinburgh. They play Dunedin Connolly's. And, well, Dunedin Connolly's, we've heard about the prospects and the hopes and aspirations of Niamh Columbkill, and we all know them pretty well. But we want to hear now from former Dunedin Connolly's coach, player and official, Letterkenny man Jonathan Foley, to tell us a little bit about the Scottish, British and British champions. Well, Jonathan, what's the word coming out of Edinburgh this week?
I'd imagine they're keeping very much to themselves, as they do. But I'm sure, you know, they're looking forward to the challenge of Niamh Columbkill coming across. You know, they know that they're a good side. You know, if a team can win Donegal and win Ulster, they know that they're up against a good side. But, you know, in fairness to Connolly's, they've been there before. They've beaten an Irish team before in the quarter-final last season when they beat a team from Laois. They got a good experience when they played against the Rock from Tyrone up in Armagh last year. So, you know, they've done great to win back-to-back All-Britain titles. And, you know, I think that last year especially, I think, kind of whet the appetite for them to keep going and push on in the All-Ireland series as well.
And is the team much the same? I know the management has changed, all right, but has the team been much the same as last year?
There's a handful of players that have changed. You know, I looked at a team sheet recently, and since last year, since I left the club, there was three or four names I didn't recognise. But although the management's changed, it has and it hasn't, if you know what I mean. Because, Cormac O'Gara or Glenn Cullum-Kilman, he's left now. He's left Scotland entirely now. But the man that took over from him, Alan Ward, was always there. He's a real club stalwart. So, you know, the lads didn't really have to get used to, you know, a new style or a new face or anything. You know, it was a very smooth transition, if you like.
And the team made up mostly of Irish players who are working over there and living over there.
Oh yeah, people who work over there, people who maybe took up college over there and then ended up staying. But yeah, it'd be very predominantly Irish team. Yeah, there's one or two Scottish lads who'd come in and help us out. A few lads from other countries have done down the years, but it has been very, very much a strong Ireland team. A big Donegal connection historically, whereas nowadays there's a strong Mayo and Kerry connection with the club as well. But yeah, it's still very, very Irish in its approach.
Just the one Donegal man in the current squad, I think, Aidan Newton from Carndonagh.
Yeah, he's the only one. Yeah, I was giving him a bit of slag in there during the week that it's typical that his second name is Newton as well. But yeah, for a club that always has a lot of Donegal faces, he's the only one there. Unless there's maybe somebody else in the squad that I don't know about or haven't met. But Aidan, as far as I know, is flying the flag for us.
Reputed to have a number of ex-county players that would experience some senior experience, especially with Mayo, I think.
Yeah, there's a good six or seven lads there on the team from Mayo, and you know they would have played National League games for Mayo or been on panels for the senior team. A couple of lads who would have played under 21 as well. There's as far as I know, there's five or six Kerry lads on the team nowadays as well. So you know they've always got a good kind of standard about them and a good kind of natural flair for football.
Any recognisable names at all in the lineup?
I'd say probably the most famous one that would stand out at the minute would be the likes of Sean Malley. You know, I'm sure Newton would have done their homework on him, you know, because he had such a strong game in the All Britain final for Connolly's with the terrific turnaround scores, and he would have played National League games for Mayo. I'm not sure if he ever played Championship. He might correct me about that there now, but he would have been a Mayo senior player in the not too distant past. And then of course he would have had old stalwarts as well, like Frank Malloy, who just seems to get better with age, and he would have been a panellist for Mayo back in the late 90s. Maybe into the early 2000s as well, before his move to Scotland as well. I'd say they would be the most two recognisable names. But again, there's a lot of talented players on all parts of the field over there as well.
Jonathan Foley there, former Dunedin Connolly's player, official and coach, giving us a little of information on the British champions, of course, who faced Niamh Columbkill, the Donegal Junior Champions, in that All-Ireland Junior Quarter-Final on Saturday in Edinburgh. We'll leave the last word tonight to the man that has masterminded a double success, a first Ulster title for a Donegal Junior team, and that is Ryan McKinley, manager of Niamh Columbkill.
Is there at any stage in the last couple of weeks that you've maybe pinched yourselves, thinking Ulster champions, looking forward to an All-Ireland quarter-final?
We're definitely looking forward to it, definitely. Listen, I strongly believe these boys is here and merit. Tom, you know, like a lot of people, as everybody's kind of written them off from the start, like, you know, but I firmly believe that we're Ulster champions and merit, to be quite honest, and yeah. I believe the boys do as well now.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, that's, you know, winning Donegal was the goal, and obviously it was a good boost of confidence. Going into Ulster was a bit of an unknown quantity, really, wasn't it?
Definitely was. I like our approach kind of was, you know, we'll take every game as it comes, you know, when we obviously, you obviously have to get your matchups right, and then, you know, you just set out your team the best as you can, you know, and if you have all that kind of writing, everything singing on the one hamstring, you know, you're never too far away, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose you've been lucky enough with injuries. I know Michael Lynch picked up an arm injury and was doubtful for a game or two, but other than that, you've been pretty lucky.
Pretty lucky, yeah. As you see, like, we've a great team there, you know, and Fuzzy was there as well, you know, and they're always at the end of the phone if anybody needs an old rubber or anything, you know, and like, as she says there, we've been blessed, like, and hopefully may continue with it.
Is it a case now that you start thinking of maybe setting higher goals than you would have at the start of the year? Obviously, Donegal was the number one priority.
That's not really. Like, was our whole approach is not looking past training, you know, and we'll train again on Wednesday night, and then we'll travel to Scotland on Thursday. We're training in Scotland Friday during the day in Edinburgh, and then we have the match then on Saturday, you know, and we won't be looking past that.
So you're heading out on Thursday?
We're going out on Thursday, out in the boat on Thursday. A couple of lads can't make it out on Thursday with work commitments, so they're going to join us on Friday, but we're training in Edinburgh on Friday.
Yeah. So I suppose that shows a certain intent as well, and a certain respect for your opponents too.
Oh, definitely does. Like, we've done our homework, you know, myself and Marty over this past 2 weeks here, and you know, they've got nine inter-county players with experience. You know, they've four or five in Mayo, two from Kerry, two from Throne, and a Tipperary man. You know, they have a wealth of experience there from minor under 21 to senior level, you know, so it'll be a massive, massive effort. And I suppose they're we're in kind of unknown territory, you know, whereas they got to the semi-final last year, you know, they beat the Leinster champions. So we know it's going to be one hell of a game, like, they get over, you know, Tom.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the reality. It's the game that the home based team are always expected to win as well. So certainly that adds a little bit of pressure, I suppose, too.
It definitely does. Like, you know, any home game, well, you know, but we'll look after ourselves now this weekend. If we can get our own matchups and all right, you know, and get the team going and the right way, hopefully we're not too far away. You know,
how big a boost was it to win Ulster?
It was great. You know. As I says, after winning the junior championship, like we says, we'd really, really, really give it a good rattle. And, like, you know, the players know themselves what they're capable of when they perform. Like, you know, and I believe that there's another couple of gears in these lads as well, Tom. With the circumstances of James passing away as well, you know, it was great. You know, bringing the cup back to his Rose wife. You know, it was absolutely fantastic. You know, it was great. Like, and you know, the players, you know, they always had him in, I suppose, in their mind any day they lined out, you know, for Niamh Columbkill, you know, and as I said, James was a massive part of the club, you know, and hopefully he's smiling down, and hopefully he'll be with us again on Saturday.
He'd be one happy man if he was about now.
He would be. He would still be shouting and roaring right enough at me, but
I would be giving out a bit as well.
Oh, definitely. But listen, he'd be looking down, hopefully happy now. Yeah, you know.
And tell me, in terms of team, how are you? How we said earlier on that you had been lucky on the injury front. How are you?
Yeah, we're relatively all right. Kieran Devine's a wee niggle in the back there, you know, with a couple of boys that never trained there with the flu. Like, you know, there's not much point in training with the flu, like, you know. So, but bar that, we're fully fit and focused for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, obviously you've done your homework on Dunedin Connolly's. You know a bit about them. What type of game plan is it, or what type of game do they play?
Well, believe it, the two games I watched them on the DVD there against Rock and the Glasgow team, you know, they can kind of set up any way they want. They went ultra defensive in the first part of it, then they went all out attack. You know, they've a great variation in their game, like, you know. And you can see that the wealth of experience they have from the ex-county players, you know, they've a good bit of craft there as well.
Yeah.
And listen, it'll take a massive effort.
All-Ireland semi-final, the prize, and I suppose the big prize is getting to Croke Park and playing in an All-Ireland junior final. Is it too early to dream?
We'll not be looking past Saturday, Tom, and that's not been smart. We're being sarcastic, like, you know, like, we'll always remember where we came from, you know, and we've had a lot of bad times in the club, like, you know, and we're hopefully put them behind us now, but we'll not look past Saturday, and we'll be showing Edinburgh the utmost respect probably that they deserve, you know.